This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Get ready. Experts say with the holidays approaching, COVID is traveling. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Virus trends are improving in places like Florida, Texas, and other southern states. But COVID-19 is spreading north and west, heading into the winter, as people go indoors, close their windows, and breathe stagnant air. In recent days, a spike was reported at a college in Vermont linked to Halloween parties, and a Boston elementary school had to close. In Michigan, the Metro Detroit area is considered a hot spot with nearly 400 COVID cases, and hospitals are overwhelmed in New Mexico and Colorado.
Johnson & Johnson is announcing it will split into two companies. One will sell prescription drugs and medical devices. It'll keep the name Johnson & Johnson. The other company will feature brands like Tylenol, Listerine, and Band-Aid. No word yet on what that company will be called. Is Kyle Rittenhouse an instigator or a man defending himself against attack? Those are some of the questions as the prosecutors and the defense wrap up their case in his murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Now the lawyers will discuss how the jury should be instructed before it decides whether he's guilty of murder in the shooting deaths of two men at a protest. The AP's Jennifer King.
Rittenhouse took the stand Wednesday to say he was defending himself from attack and had no choice when he used his rifle.
I did what I had to do to stop the person who was attacking me.
His account has been largely corroborated by evidence and the prosecution's own witnesses. Rittenhouse said that Joseph Rosenbaum cornered him and put his hand on the barrel of his rifle. The second man hit him with a skateboard, and the third man came at him with a gun of his own. He faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison if convicted of the most serious charges, which include first-degree homicide and reckless endangering. Trial audio courtesy of Court TV. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. The lawyer for one of three white men accused in the murder of a black man in Georgia says he doesn't want any more black pastors in the courtroom. The AP's Tim McGuire reports.
In a Brunswick, Georgia courtroom Thursday, attorney Kevin Goff stunned the court.
We don't want any more black pastors coming in here.
During a time the jury was out of the room, Goff objected to the Reverend Al Sharpton's presence during Wednesday's session of the trial of his client, William Roddy Bryan, and father and son Greg and Travis McMichael. The three are charged with murder and other crimes in the February 2020 shotgun shooting death of 25-year-old black man Ahmed Arbery in their neighborhood.
Bring high-profile members of the African-American community into the courtroom to sit with the family during the trial in the presence of the jury. I believe that's intimidating.
That sound from Court TV. Goff admitted he didn't know until later Sharpton had been at the trial. The judge rejected his request. I'm Tim McGuire.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.